You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. Sally Quinn and Kevin Robertson. Sally Quinn is curator of the UWA Art Collection. She's responsible for the wonderful survey exhibition of work by WA artist Kevin Robertson. Kevin is an artist and musician. He has brought into the studio a couple of original WA artifacts here. I've got a EP from The Scientists, or Scientists, sorry, with This Is My Happy Hour and Swampland on it, which we'll be playing in just a minute. And also, In the Pines, as in the Triffids album In the Pines. Very excited to have these in my hands, and very happy that you brought them in for us today. Kevin, what's your connection with Scientists and the In the Pines album?
Hi, Beck. Thanks for having us on the show. Yeah. The Scientists, first off, Kim Salmon, I got to meet him because of my relationship with Megan Salmon, his sister. And the Scientists were a big indie band in the early 80s in Perth, so they actually played here, and I just remember seeing them, being blown away by the sound they had, and then got to meet Kim. And so Kim was for me like an absolute superstar, and was awestruck, you know, just talking with him. And he was, had made a big impression on me about sort of the autonomous artist and just doing your own thing. Don't worry if, you know, what other people think of you, just do your thing. And so it was very influential.
Mm-hmm.
And at one stage, he collaborated with me for a Super 8 animation I made on the myth of, what is it called, Sally, the actual title of the painting?
The Death of Actaeon.
Death of Actaeon. So he did the music for it. And we did it so lo-fi. It was two cassette recorders dubbing from one to the other. And it was perfect for him. And he made this really fantastic sort of punk kind of sort of noise soundtrack for my film. And it just, and so that's in the exhibition, the little Super 8. Sally saw it, didn't you, Sally? I never kind of...
You saw the film, Sally?
Well, yeah, I mean, Kevin kept coming up with all these surprises during the evolution of the exhibition. And one of them, he said, well, yeah, I also made a film in the 80s, you know. And then he said, here it is. And it was just this most fabulous little film that he had made based on the myth of Diana and Actaeon, and with the music of Kim Salmon, original music by Kim Salmon accompanying it. And I said, well, we just absolutely have to have this in the show because it does relate to some of the paintings as well, and a kind of early expressionist vibe that I guess Kevin's work has. I mean, it's difficult to describe the video, but it's very energetic, and it's a wonderful piece of work which really speaks of a very creative time in Kevin's life when he was directing a Super 8 film festival, which is very kind of very 80s do-it-yourself, you know, vibe.
I
to
love
it.
That.
Yeah.
So while we're doing, while it's a kind of a retrospective of your work, Kevin, it's also a look back on WA cultural history, really.
Well, that's the broader perspective, yes, and I got to realise that wasn't all about me at a certain point. And so you kind of represent things, and just that the 80s was a really interesting time. We think of it more sort of like, you know, big hair bands and synth pop, but it was very culturally interesting in Perth. There were a lot of underground things going on, and it was the whole culture was becoming quite sophisticated. And I think I was really lucky to emerge from art school in that period.
When you emerged from art school, or when you came out into the world with these artistic ideas, that you were like, no, I'm going to keep doing what I want to do. You were part of a group called the Odd Fellows. Can you tell me about the Odd Fellows and what that group represented?
Yeah, sure. So Odd Fellows was a figurative group. So that's the thing that binds us together. We're actually two two or three different groups. There's the CETI group, the Fremantle group, where Megan and I lived and had association with Andre Lipscomb and Chris Hopewell. And then there was Tom Alberts and Richard Gunning and Thomas Hereau and later Andrew Daly up in the CETI. So there was a different... They kind of merged together. We were supportive of each other in the way that rivalrous artists can be, you know, and Yvette Watt and a few other people. So, it sort of worked like that. And I guess the art school experience was coming out of the 70s, whether that was very conceptual and very colour-filled painting were the things, and we were not interested in that. We were interested in, you know, representing things, everyday life, and a kind of that's what binds us together.
Do you feel like that connection has followed through to today?
Well, yeah, that's... I also, you know, teach part-time, and so now figurative art isn't a dirty word. You know, like a lot of students you'll see are graduating from Curtin tonight, by the way, are figurative, and there's nothing wrong with...
Yes, yeah, congratulations. Yeah. There's also an exhibition for graduating artists opening tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, and it was quite difficult in the 80s. Like, figurative art had was sort of like there's something wrong with it according to the establishment. But however, it was what was going on all around the world. There was a movement back towards it in the early 80s, postmodernism and neo-expressionism, and we were aware of that. But in Perth, in that context, it wasn't embraced at all. It was a different kind of react. There's a different kind of reaction to it.
We are talking to Sally Quinn and Kevin Robertson about a retrospective of Kevin's work that's happening at Lawrence Wilson Art Gallery at UWA. Sally, how do you see Kevin's work as fitting into that larger WA conversation around art and where those trends were happening and either kind of rejecting or following the trends that were happening in other parts of the world?
Yeah, well, if we're talking about the 80s, this is a really interesting time when figurative art was emerging across the globe. You know, it was postmodernism. Everyone was just, you know, doing their own thing. Anything goes. We don't have to follow the precepts of modernism. We don't have to have artwork which is necessarily reaching some kind of modernist apex, if you like. Artists were beginning to think that was rather a reductive way of thinking about things. And the figure was no longer, in an international sense, thought of as a retrograde step in terms of being an artist. What's really interesting about this group of artists who emerged in Perth is that they were very much talking about the local and local experience. So if you come into the exhibition, you will see these, you know, intimate domestic scenes from the 1980s set in, you know, Frio share houses, and they're so redolent of the time. And, you know, this interest in reflecting local experience is, I think, really important, because we also see that in, say, the work of the Triffords. You know, a lot of their work is about, you know, going across the Nullarbor Plain, driving across in a car. So this is what's really quite distinctive about this period. And
it's very embedded in place.
It is, and yet it's also got a kind of universal character as well, because Kevin's work is very much about, particularly the work of the 80s and 90s, is about human interaction, really intense, mysterious psychological studies of people, you know, people living their everyday lives. And it's about, I guess, the profundity of the everyday, which is, you know, of course, something that doesn't matter where you're from. But I think that if you come into the exhibition, you will catch a kind of local vibe in a lot of the work.
Yeah. Kevin, has that interest in the everyday continued through your career up until now, or how has the subject or the way that you approach your painting changed over that time?
It's changed many times. So I'm someone that sort of has shifted in practice. I'm not sort of like a signature artist, though there are unifying things like working from life and the figure are continuous things. So it's gone big shifts, which I think is interesting. But the everyday, I think the everyday is sort of just a grounding experience. So it might mean if I'm going to do a painting now of something like a view of the solar system, I won't go on the internet and just draw off James Webb telescope pictures or something. I will actually say, how can I do this myself from my house? Where's a telescope? How, from my direct experience, can I connect with something like that? So even though the subject matter's changed, the kind of approach of how do I, as a person located here, connect with something like that? But it's also like it's an ongoing thought of we're here in Perth, there's a certain kind of identity about that. So when I moved to Sydney and studied there, that was interesting in a way to people there, that I spoke differently, I painted differently, and I'd like different sort of music to them, but they didn't always know the Perth scene. It's ongoing, but it's just, it changes its sort of shape, or it changes how it's manifest in the work.
It's a body of work that is being shown at Lawrence Wilson Art Gallery. Definitely want to go along and see if you are interested in WA history, whether that's music or art, those stories of everyday life. It sounds like if you have ever been part of a share house, this is definitely one to go and check out as well. Sally, Kevin, thank you for joining us on Artbeat. When does this exhibition close and when can people go and see it?
It closes on December the 10th, so there's a little bit more time to go and see the show, and we are open 12 to 5 from Tuesday to Saturday.
Mm. Very nice hours, 12 to 5. Excellent. So you can head along to Lawrence Wilson Art Gallery on the UWA campus and check out Kevin's work. You are listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1.